This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Don't forget, Dave Richard will join us tomorrow. He'll give you all that fantasy football goodness tomorrow.
I just sent him a text with four questions.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you have questions?
I'm not going to talk to him tomorrow.
Are these? Oh, because you're not going
to
be here.
I'm not going to talk to him.
Ah, okay.
Do you ever just look at his rankings?
I do.
All you really have to do is look at his rankings and take the higher ranked player.
I just like to. I like to.
You like to interact with Dave.
I like the back and forth.
Understood. And maybe you had a pressing question for tonight's game.
Did you pin down exactly where Daryl lived when Jason went over to small talk with Daryl before the interview?
I do kind of know where he lives.
Jason started asking. I live in Ashburn. Where do I never see you in Ashburn? Where do you live in Ashburn?
Literally, Jason is the king of Ashburn. if someone from Ashburn comes in here,
I've never seen a guy perk up. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
Jason was breaking down the geography of Ashburn. He's like, "Well, Broadlands is here.
Nobody loves Ashburn.
Brambleton's here. Where are you?
You won't run for mayor of Ashburn.
You know,
is there
I will
a mayor?
Not, correct.
Do you guys have a mayor?
I don't think so. But I don't know.
You always threaten to move south, and you know, you ain't leaving Ashburn. You might
I don't think he's leaving.
Okay. He likes it too much.
It's getting too crowded.
He's not Leo from Wolf of Wall Street. He's leaving.
I don't get the reference.
You don't get the reference? You've never seen the...
I saw Wolf of Wall Street.
You've never seen the I ain't leaving? You never seen it.
No. Like what I remember from Wolf of Wall Street is the hot blonde...
Margot Robbie. Yeah,
being like butt naked.
Sure.
You know, in the movie.
No, I just think it, because I've seen like former Redskins out and about Ashburn.
Yeah,
you just never seen him.
I mean, he's been there over 20 years, probably longer. And I've been there 20 years. I've never seen him.
He's not a bar fly like you. He's not.
Exactly.
What about a restaurant? What about just at a restaurant?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or just driving around.
First of all, he's not flashy.
Gas station. I don't know.
When Daryl walked in here.
Harris Teeter.
I almost didn't recognize him for a second. He's just so... You know, regular.
Speaking of running into somebody at the Harris Teeter or the Safeway, we're kind of slow playing the fact that tomorrow we're doing the Great American Steak Off. We're cooking steaks tomorrow.
I'm totally sleeping on that.
With Tailgate Ted bringing all of his cooking gear.
Is he bringing the steak?
No, I think you got. Well, that's what we got to decide. You guys, you were hammering. Bring our own steak.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's fine. But
Ted's bringing the grill.
Okay. So we
that's all he's bringing.
Listen. You got to remind me. I'm busy. I'm busy.
Or do we go with the same cut and we just get a value pack and everyone's got the same sirloin?
If you do the value pack, you just have to make sure you don't misidentify whose is whose. I don't mind.
No, we'll make sure that's done correctly.
You'll be handling it.
Okay. I'm fine. I can make any.
Are we just responsible for our own steak? Do you want to?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
If you do it that way, which I'm happy to do, because I like a certain cut,
right.
And I think they're more flavorful than some of these other cuts that you guys get, then it distinguishes, it takes away the blind element.
I might have to go drive like MGM to Voltaggio and say, hey, just hook me up the Wagyu, big old slab of it.
Yeah.
Now, I wouldn't cook it the way they do. They cook it much better. But
How many steaks do we need?
Four.
Four.
Who's doing it? Me, Mar.
I'm doing one.
And then I'm doing one as well.
Yeah.
I think it's got to be the same cut.
Huh?
I think it's got to be the same cut.
That's
the only way to kind of make it fair, even playing field.
Well, then we have to determine what cut.
I don't care. I can make any cut silly. I can make anything silly.
I like ribeyes. That's my favorite cut.
Well, what comes in the value pack? What cut? I mean, is that like a strip?
I mean, it's different. You can get a lot of things in value. It depends on where you go.
Yeah, it depends on what the butcher
I'm a Costco guy.
Boom!
Costco's got
some good, really good steaks. They got good cuts. They really do.
You guys handle the steaks. I'll bring my own seasoning. I'll pay you. Don't worry about the money.
Yeah, I'll pay you.
Don't worry.
Look at Valdez. He's the grocery store guy.
All right, just pick the steaks.
All right, hold on. I'm going to the store and I'm getting four steaks.
I guess.
Okay.
Don't get them from the scratch and dent. Don't get the old crab meat with it.
Don't get something I would have gotten from Sizzler back in 1994. We'll make you whole.
Go to Wegmans. Yeah. Get the choice strip steaks. There's a four pack.
I'm a giant guy.
I'm a giant guy.
I know, but these are all together, sealed together. Yeah, so they have those at Giant.
Just I don't care where you go. Get whatever you want. It can be the stiffest, terriblest. I'm gonna make it silly.
No, it has to be a thick enough cut. Like, you can't buy a thin cut steak.
I'm just saying, my confidence is such that you can give me hot garbage and I'll make it as good as it can be.
Okay,
made.
Bobby Flay can't make a real thin steak silly.
Okay, I'm not saying a thin steak. I'm just saying I'm confident that no matter what piece of crap you bring in here, I'm gonna make it taste as good as possible.
I don't want Valdez to get the face, but I think Cake should pick it out. Actually. He's a specialist in
crab
in the manager special.
Okay,
he doesn't know a good steak.
I know a good steak.
I trust him. Yeah. I trust him. He could even ask the butcher. He could go to the butcher's door
again.
And say, hey,
if you're getting the same cut, it shouldn't matter. It doesn't matter.
He's just trying to jone on me because I buy expired meat.
He's trying to goof on you. I understand. I know.
It just get whatever you get. If it's the same, and I think that's probably the fairest way. No problem. Whatever you get.
I like him doing it because it becomes a little more of a wild card. Like we don't know what we're in for.
It's like a
grab bag.
Well, like the show on the food where they just give you a bunch of stuff and you got to make a silly meal out of it.
I don't know the name of that
Chopped.
Show, but I know
kind of, yeah, like Chopped.
Right, they give you a box like, "Hey, here's some beets, here's some cottage cheese."
Yeah, make a great meal.
A pork chop.
Yeah, you give me
best of luck to you.
We should do that. That's what
do what? Just a mystery box of food and just, then try to come up with something?
Make something?
I'm not
silly.
That silly. I mean, I can't whip something up with eight random ingredients.
Right. All right. I'm good. All I have to bring in is the seasoning.
And I think Mike Marr was getting horny for bringing in your individual sides. I think we're focusing on the steaks.
But not. Listen, I got a tea time.
He's like, I'm busy, I got so many things going on.
It was his idea.
I know. Just
are we
going to
have masks?
It was his idea.
So that it is a blind taste test.
What do you mean masks? You don't need masks. Well, we'll give them to Drabby to distribute.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Drab will be the waiter, and then JP and Jason are the testers.
EB would have a real problem with JP being one of the taste testers.
Oh, yeah, unsophisticated
pal. JP is unrefined.
He likes everything.
He just eats garbage.
You put duty on a plate, he'll eat it.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He'll eat anything. JP will eat anything.
But I can rate them and distinguish.
I don't know.
We need a third party. Celebrity judge.
Yeah,
Tailgate Ted.
Definitely.
Probably had a billion steaks in his life.
Right. Totally.
Yeah.
Ted, sophisticated palate.
Yes.
I would hope. I would hope.
No excuses. That's what I want. I know Bickle will work a few of them up when he doesn't win, but no excuses tomorrow.
Well, he could win.
I didn't have enough time.
Do I get to cook it myself?
That's the whole point.
What do you mean?
Well, because, okay.
It's a steak.
Who do you think was cooking it?
Well, in other words, the seasoning is most of it.
And we got a sous chef.
Proper time to season my steak
before the
cooking
I know
portion.
You dummies. I like a nice rare steak, rare plus. You guys are probably wussies. You know, you like yours like cardboard or something. So,
no.
You're the cooking it.
Yeah.
So tomorrow at 7:30 or so, you take it out, you season it. We do Feinstein at 8 on the grill at 8:20.
Yep, perfect.
All right.
That sounds perfect. My steak will have enough time to come down to room temp with the seasoning mix. I'll be good to go.
Remind me.
Hey, are we all using the same grill? Because I like different temperature than you probably.
Was he bringing in four grills?
I mean, Ted's bringing in a grill.
Six burners, whatever that means.
I'm so versatile. Yeah. I don't want my
steak touching your steak and your nub seasoning and everything.
Yeah, we're gonna be like fighting for grill
space.
Turf.
Yeah,
grill turf's gonna be important.
I like a certain section of the grill for my steaks.
All right. Excuses are already working here.
I can work with anything. It's like I tell my wife when we play tennis. You can have the fanciest racket. Give me that $20 racket. I'm silly. I can cook with anything. I don't need a fancy.
Just make sure you remind him.
Yeah. But you have to remind me because it's not top of mind. When I leave here, it's not top of mind. I'm sorry.
You do have a device called a phone you can put a reminder in.
I know.
All right.
You can set like an alarm.
So you guys are going to have all four steaks on the grill at the same time.
I guess. I mean, that's probably the way it's going to work.
Hey, look, it's Paul Newman seasoning his steak.
What's the line, Jason?
You're joning.
What's the line?
What's the line on the winner? Who's the fave? Who's the dog?
I'm going to say Mike Moore is the favorite.
Mike Moore's the favorite over there.
Wow. Bickle's going to come in last. Because you got to remind him. He's gonna, you know what? He might forget to come to the show.
I was going to say, you might leave your steak on the grill too long. Right. You'll forget it's on there.
All right.
I think
Mike Moore is a minus 130.
Oh, that's a prohibitive favorite.
Hell yeah.
Cakes is minus 115.
Okay. I'll take that.
Valdez, even money. Bickle, plus 160. There you go. Throw it on. FanDuel's going to have a prop bet.
Let Bickle cook. You're the new Russ Wilson.
Yeah, I'm not worried. You guys, Joan, I'm confident. I'm confident.
Same steak.
Yes.
Yeah, same cut. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have to have a control.
Yeah.
You have to have some consistency.
And we'll rate it 1 to 10.
You can rate it whatever you want.
That's good.
We have to decide because we're the judges.
I think you have to rate it.
Hey, Dum Dum, I'm going to be sleeping in the Holiday Inn Express in the bay.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. He's not going
to
be here.
Yeah, you're going to have to get.
So it's me and Ted.
You and Ted and a
celebrity. I think we needed somebody else.
And Drabby.
How about Rod? No. You know what I mean? Somebody.
Yeah. How about Carlito?
We'll get a third judge.
What about maybe Carlos Roger. Downstairs?
Roger.
Me, Ted, and Drab.
You think Roger?
Three judges.
Who?
Drab.
No, Drab's biased.
No, yeah.
He's not going to be biased.
I'm biased. I'll have an eye out.
What about?
I'd love to sink Val.
He'll do anything just for the show. Yeah. So he'll tank me or whatever. Like. Yeah.
What about Big John? That guy knows his way around a steak.
That'd be a good guess.
No, he's biased. I've joned on him too much.
He's not going to know which one's yours.
What about Karina?
She's too busy. Maybe Denton? If he's here,
he's had a lot of duties, so he probably knows steak.
Yeah, Dent.
I'm sorry for we need more Roger.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, you know, Roger would be a good one.
I love Roger, but I mean, it's really a curveball.
Hey, we got steak. What do you think about that?
I'll be honest with you. Do you think I'm being completely honest here? Probably not politically correct. Do you think he could discern which ones he would like more than others? Like, I'm being honest.
You don't think he could?
I don't know.
Hey, that was good. I like your Roger.
That's why we rank like 1 to 4. You should be able to figure it out.
All right. Well, I think we need decibel points. We need to at least go into the 10.
Okay.
Well,
it's fine. I can give a 8.3.
It's got to be a little more precision.
Hey, you just worry about going to the grocery store and getting your spices.
That said, EB, I've been watching because my wife is doing the Dance with Stars. They just give the regular number 8, 9, or 10.
Yeah.
Or a 5 or 6.
Yeah, that's dancing.
I know, but it's 3 people.
Yeah.
The odds of a tie are not
high. I think with food, you got to be a little more precise.
If you come in first, will you tell everyone your secret spice mix? Like your Marco Polo or something?
He's already said he's a big adobo guy.
Who's he, Colonel Sanders?
I just make anything work. I mean, I don't have to have the same spices. I mean, adobo is a key part of mine.
Everyone get adobo and put it on there.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't even care. I probably won't win. You guys will probably just, you know, the fix will be in. I'm already resigned to it. But you're going to like it. That I promise. I'm sure the fix is it. I don't trust you guys.
What do you mean?
This is like a rigged election. I don't trust you guys at all.
Look, see, he's already got the excuses. I should have won, but it was fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, the guy, he won with a stale peanut butter and jelly a couple years ago.
It was not stale.
It was the stalest bread ever.
What are you talking about? I bought it the day before.
I had delicious soft brioche bread. I made an amazing peanut butter
Cakes
jelly.
Is still and lamenting and that.
Yeah, I got jobs.
You didn't go with a traditional. I went with a traditional like kids PBJ.
Yeah,
I went with like some fancy thing.
Yeah,
that's not a PBJ.
I fancied up a PB&J. I made it actually better.
You tried to make a PBJ.
Why are you being a sore loser?
Yeah. I'm just pointing like out.
If, that's the definition of a sore loser.
I'm just pointing out that I got job.
I used this freaking like Welch's jelly and
Yeah, you made a
Skippy
Nubs,
peanut butter.
Made a Nubs PB&J
and that white bread, and I won.
The kids were getting the second grade lunch.
Yeah, you tried to make it bougie. You can't make PBJ bougie. Yeah.
You know what? I tried to make it better. I tried to make an American standard better.
Yeah. And, well, you took a risk.
I guess so.
I swung and
you
missed.
Have a chance to win again tomorrow, yeah, Cakes.
Exactly. All right, so tomorrow, the Great American Stakeout. We're doing that, what, at 8:20?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
After John Feinstein?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure. The prep starts at 8, but the grilling starts at 8:20.
Perfect. So we'll be doing that tomorrow. And we're also rescheduling Dave Richard, who was not on the show today.
Correct.
Coming up next, we'll talk some puck with Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. He will join us next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.